The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
Thanks for tuning in to this month's edition of Jadco and You. If you have been an avid listener, you would have heard about the World Anti-Doping Code in previous episodes. Now, the code, which is the document that harmonizes anti-doping policies and regulations across all countries and sporting disciplines, actually works in conjunction with a set of international standards. Like the code, these standards are stipulated by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, and are mandatory for all countries that are part of the World Anti-Doping Program. Stick around for more on the international standards. To help us further understand the rationale for having these international standards, we sought the assistance of JADCO's Executive Director, Kerry Brown. He explained that international standards seek to ensure consistent application of the practices carried out by each anti-doping organization.
International standards are a set of rules aimed at bringing harmonization to the practice of the anti-doping community in several key technical areas. They seek to ensure that the anti-doping efforts are not disjointed, uncoordinated, inconsistent, and as we move from sport to sport, country to country, it is consistent throughout.
There are currently five international standards. 1, the prohibited list. 2, testing and investigations. 3, laboratories. 4, therapeutic use exemptions. And 5, protection of privacy and personal information. By now, most of us would be familiar with the prohibited list, which is the standard document detailing substances and methods prohibited in and out of competition, as well as in particular sporting disciplines. The International Standard for Testing and Investigations, ISTI, provides rules aimed at facilitating effective sample collection, testing, and investigation initiatives.
The ISTI establishes the mandatory standards for test distribution planning to ensure that tests are being done in an efficient manner. It sets out specific rules of how to conduct sample collection step by step so that the integrity and the identity of each sample is maintained. It also gives a framework for efficient information gathering and the use of intelligence in conducting investigations into possible anti-doping rule violations.
To ensure the validity of test results, all laboratories carrying out sample analysis must be accredited by WADA, and they should abide by the operating standards outlined in the International Standard for Laboratories, ISL. Then there's the International Standard for Therapeutic Use Exemptions, TUE, which stipulates the conditions which must be met before a TUE is granted to an athlete. Remember, a TUE is permission granted to an athlete with a legitimate medical condition requiring the use of a prohibited substance or method for treatment. The final mandatory standard relates to the management of personal information and the need to put in place programs to protect the privacy of athletes.
Based on the nature of the job of the anti-doping organization, we collect an extensive amount of personal information for these athletes. For example, there's whereabouts. So we have sensitive information as to where they will be when. They also declare on their forms the type of medications they may be taking. Once you know the medication, you can know what condition they may have. So the information as it relates to other general personal information that you don't necessarily broadcast to the public out there.
The International Standard for Protection of Privacy and Personal Information exists to ensure that all relevant parties involved in anti-doping in sport adhere to a set of minimum privacy protection mechanisms when collecting and using athletes' personal information. A copy of each international standard can be accessed from the resources section of the JADCO website at jadco.gov.jm. For any additional information, you may visit or call the JADCO office at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500. Feel free to also visit their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube pages. This has been JADCO and You. Remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.